Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Francesco Gardin, CEO and Executive Chairman of Quantum Blockchain Technologies. QBT is ticker there. Francesco, good to talk to you again.
Very good morning, Justin.
Yeah, and yesterday you released your results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June. So we'll talk about some of the things you've achieved and what you're looking forward to achieving in the future. Before we do, Francesco, for people maybe not familiar, could you explain what quantum blockchain technology is all about, please?
Oh, yeah, in a nutshell, our company is an R&D company focused on a very simple but at the same time very challenging goal, which is to develop the fastest and more efficient in terms of energy consumption Bitcoin miners on planet.
Yeah, okay. Well, take us through, if you could then, some of the milestones you've achieved in the last 6 months up to the 30th of June.
Our results came out yesterday, and of course, being an R&D company, the cost part is predominant, but that's quite understandable. In the last 6 months, we have achieved a major consolidation in terms of our development platform. So we have now a massive computing center located in Milan, where all our scientists are running their algorithms and their experiments, and it's a quite massive investment. And at the same time, we have consolidated our research team, which now works in a very coordinated and harmonic way. So we now have we're in a position to deploy the first result of our R&D. And as you would expect, when we're talking about R&D, no result is guaranteed in a given time, but at the same time, any good result from an experiment could pop up any day. So basically, we have now a team which is running full speed with proper equipment. And of course, we are increasing our computing power every day, either by accessing now or trying to access, because it's not really that simple, one of the most powerful supercomputers on planet. And at the same time, we are increasing the computing power of our existing IT infrastructure.
Yeah, exactly. And so how many people do you have working on this technology?
Yeah, altogether is a team of 20 researchers. Some are full university professors, are PhD students, are other top consultants in sectors which are really difficult to find the expert, one being cryptography, and our cryptographer is still on board and very, very much focused and motivated, and our chip designer, yet another skill very difficult to find in the market, is very much on board. They are tied to the result of the company by having a very aggressive stock option package at 5 and 10p. So these people are really 100% on board, and these are experts which are top in their sector. So therefore, we are very, very good level team, and with the very good coordination among the various parts of the team.
And take us through, if you could, the application specific integrated circuit chip. Explain that and what you're doing with that, please.
First of all, we have two main areas. One is the quantum computing area, where we are developing algorithms to run on quantum computers, which basically will solve the mining task at a speed which will be phenomenal. But we're waiting for the right quantum computer with enough qubits and low error to be available. And the other part is designing a chip based on our optimization of the core algorithm of the mining, which is the SHA algorithm, and in particular the SHA-2 class. And in this respect, we are designing a chip which will run on a combination on improved performance of the SHA and the use of artificial intelligence on board of the chip. At the same time, since it's a project which will take at least a year to be completed. At the same time, we using the results which we have already achieved in our lab, and we are improving the performance of existing miners. So say that you have a miner and you want to increase by X percent its performance, then by using our software, in theory, you could improve the performance. And the tests in the lab right now are exactly on existing miners and how our software can improve the performance of existing hardware.
Yeah. And so I assume then, because this is about Bitcoin, you're quite bullish on the outlook of Bitcoin. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's an asset which is limited in number, 21 million. And each time there was a halving, which means that the reward of the miners is which takes more place more or less every 4 years, since it's a finite asset, then automatically the price of the asset increases. So we are fully aware that it's like a roller coaster going up and down, but ultimately is an asset which is finite in number, and we believe that the existing bitcoins to be still mined are worth more than $30 billion, and we think that this is still one of the most exciting crypto area where to be.
Yeah. And so looking forward then, Francesco, what are you hoping to achieve in the next, say, 6-12 months? Where are you hoping to be?
We will hope to have consolidated the design of our ASIC chip to have improved further our quantum version of the SHA algorithm, and to have deployed our software slash hardware, because we're also designing miners with the existing technology but with our software. And so we would like to be in a position to offer to existing mining devices a booster, which our software, and have our own mining device based on existing chips by competitors, but with improved performance due to our software.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned sort of competitors there. Is there anyone, you know, doing what you're doing, or are you ahead of them, or what's happening?
There are a few large competitors who have their ASIC chips, which are the basic computing element for a miner. But we are in a sector here where, more than competitors, I will talk about competition. Because basically, for example, we sign in confidential non-disclosure agreements with competitors, which seems like counterintuitive. But basically, if we can improve the performance of their chips, then maybe they sell more chips or they delay the development of the new generation of their chips. So we are in a situation where we are talking to our competitors and signing non-disclosure agreements with our competitors.
Yeah. And then going forward then, how would you, monetize this technology? Would you just use it yourself, or would you license it out, or what?
It will be a mix of them. And of course, when we will reach the one of the final goals, which is the quantum version, then it's game over, because at that point we will be sitting on a technology which will be so powerful, the so-called quantum supremacy, that then you will just mine, and it will be crazy to give away this technology. But in the meantime, we can have a mix of mining, of revenue sharing with existing miners, or selling chips. So it will be a mix of all these streams of revenues.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, Francesco, if you could, for people listening to the podcast and like the sound of the progress you're making and what you're doing here, but are not yet following the story, could you give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add quantum blockchain to their watch list, please?
Yeah, because one, with our technology, we can improve the performance of existing miners, which I think is a great thing. Second, because we are working on this quantum supremacy, and we have already our algorithm for mining. And the third one is because we have now a team which has a knowledge of SHA-256, which is the core algorithm for mining, which is at the top level worldwide.
Excellent stuff. Francesco, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Justin. Have a great day.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand, and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want, with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.